I first entered the network marketing field in 92 while I was in Australia. I had a friend of a friend in network marketing, and I thought, wow, this is an amazing field, and entered it myself. As I was looking for a company, I had four yardsticks by which I determined if this was the right company for me. I decided to select a company based on this standard, with the idea that they had to be companies that accurately fell into the category when measured by this standard. The first was, the executive must have experience and skills in network marketing. Also, the executive must be conscientious. The second was the products must induce voluntary and repetitive purchases. For there to be voluntary and repetitive purchases, the products must have high quality, low price, and daily necessities. Because in the case of luxury goods, there are people who don't make purchases, even if they're not expensive and of good quality. But in the case of necessities, you have to keep purchasing because you run out, and therefore, as long as it is cheap and of good quality, there is a fixed sale. This met my criteria for repetitive purchasing. Thirdly, a compensation policy. I believed the reward plan must be easy and long-term. The plan for compensation must be well-balanced. If it was designed to focus on rewarding the management level, the reward doesn't feel that attractive, so there's no motivation for going up the ladder. I felt the reward system should be designed to properly reward the downliners and provide motivation for going up. A compensation policy that is well-balanced in the top, middle, and bottom. Fourth, I looked for a company with an education system leading to success. Because I was in poor health at the time, and it was hard on me to take charge in education while running the business at the same time. So I looked for a company that already had a successful education system that I could program my model on. These were the four criteria I looked to when searching for a company to begin a network marketing business. I looked for about 3 years, but I couldn't find any. Although there are many network marketing companies around the world and many network marketing companies in Korea, there is no network marketing company that satisfies all four requirements. So, what kind of company did I build? I created a company that can satisfy all four requirements. In some companies, managers often have no experience in network marketing. There are cases when a company designs a compensation plan, and when the sales go up, they spend too much on the rewards, and the company experiences a deficit, then they hurry to change their compensation plan. This is why the executive should understand the organizational principle of network marketing himself. I have experience of running a business office myself. From the bottom all the way to the top, I became the first president of the Korea Network Marketing Leaders Club. That proves that I started from the bottom and learned the physiology of the leaders on the top. And I know what people want to do when they become leaders. make some money, right? Then money's no longer the goal. People begin to aspire to honor, but I've seen many leaders fall because of this. That's why we take precautions in advance, even for that part, so you don't do that. One of our mottos are serve in humility, right? It means the higher you go, act as if it's a lower position. I set this in stone as the company's motto from the very beginning. What kind of people are modest, you ask? Beginners, right? They don't have the money nor an organization, so they're modest. They become pompous as they become leaders and make more money. That's when the pride starts to expose itself, saying, I'm better. That's when I say you must be humble. So, that's why someone with experience in the network marketing field must manage the company. For example, do you think I have experience as a center manager? I have, and I've been through some rough times as a center manager too. But thanks to that experience, I know what the centers need. I know what I have to do for the centers. For example, I want to pay more for the center because the center directors work hard. But if I give too much, many side effects arise. Do you know why? The people with bigger lines at the centers begin to covet the center fee and speak ill of the center managers. Why? They want to leave. They feel like they can leave a margin of the center fee for themselves. So the lines begin to grow apart. To get stronger, they need to come together. But if the center fee is too big, the center keeps splitting and grows weaker. Of course, there are cases when centers must break apart. If the center fee is too big, the members aren't allowed to leave to create new centers. But if the center fee is too small, it's too difficult for the center manager to manage, and other problems can arise. So it has to be planned at an appropriate level. That's something you can never know unless you experience it. You can't find it in books. You have to experience it yourself and learn it the hard way. In the process, a branch manager might pop out and break, but the center manager, Han Gil Park, knows it all. So, management is management. Network marketing firms meet all the requisites of other companies. We have to calculate the gains and losses, take care of personnel management, pay taxes, know all about balance sheets, and cash flow statements, and be able to understand it all. That's why I'm saying it's important for the CEO to have the ability to actually run a company. For example, there are some people who are good at managing smaller firms, but once the sales go up and the company size gets bigger, if I'm a manager who does not have the ability to manage a large company, the company may go out of business as it grows. There are even some CEOs who can't differentiate between corporate funds and personal funds. CEOs should regard money as figures. The moment they see money as money, they cannot manage the company. You have to regard them as numbers. The CEO must know how to manage statistically. And it won't work unless he knows how to accurately plan things out. Atomy has a great computerized system. In the case of our company, computerization is currently very well done. Even if I'm standing before you now, I can calculate the company's funding situation, how much we made, what our sales statement is like, and so on. It's systematically possible for me to examine the sales statement, payment amounts, the rate of expenses, and what our actual profits are at any time of the day. So even if I'm abroad, all I need is my phone, and I can examine everything. I don't have to approve any advance payments for our branch managers overseas. They don't have to ask for my approval. I have delegated that authority to them. I've made it so they can use company funds. But systematically, I can examine how the cash flow is. So even if I've delegated many aspects of the management, I'm always thinking about where we should strategically focus our funds and help to build new strategies based on actual data of our company. Without that ability, it won't work. That kind of conscience is basic. The products come next. Voluntary repetitive purchases. When I look at some products, I think, okay, that will sell one time. You might be able to sell a product once by saying, this is a great product, it's really cheap. But if that person comes back and says, hey, it's not as good as you said it would be, then there's nothing to say. You might be able to browbeat someone into trying, but what are you going to say after he actually tries the product? No matter how good a salesperson you are, if there aren't voluntary and repetitive purchases, nothing builds up. Network marketing is run by the people who first bought from me, then their acquaintances and the others that branch from them as well. Get new members to join while existing members continue to buy. Let's say the people on top bought once and don't come back. Then there are other people who bought from you and don't come back. Then these people won't buy either. Then you have to feed all these people with the sales generated here. But if it grows to this size later, what happens if you try to feed all these people with these people? This isn't supposed to happen. You'll meet a dead end. And that will be the end of it. That's why I'm saying you cannot succeed with products that don't create voluntary and repetitive purchases. So many companies force their members into repetitive buying because it doesn't happen voluntarily. This is what they call the maintenance condition. They say that to get commission, the members have to purchase a specific amount every month. To get your commission, you have to meet a certain number monthly. That's why, in certain network marketing companies, the higher the commission, the higher the mountain of products pile up in your storage. You can't see anything but windows. Why? This phenomenon can occur if you continue to build up inventory in order to receive allowances. So, at Atomy, you buy as much as you need, then you buy more when you run out. And later on, everyone in Korea will be using our products. But even then, our sales don't go down. These people spend because it's cheap and good. These people spend because it's pocket money. They spend because it's living expenses. These people spend because they make a lot of money. These people spend because they make a lot of money. It's a virtuous cycle. Of course, there might be some differences. But no one loses out and no one becomes a victim. Why? The member on the very bottom uses Atomy products because it's something they need, of good quality and cheap, there's nothing to lose. They're necessities, which they need to purchase anyways. Not like buying things, even if you don't need it. If they don't buy it here, they'll have to go elsewhere. A different store, home shopping, internet shopping malls, and so on. They have to buy it somewhere, but it's profitable for them because our products have good quality and they're offered at a cheap price. I believe that commission should be the only way to profit. We should have products that is profitable by the simple act of purchasing and using. That's why when I first built Atomy, I kept lowering the price again and again, even though the products were top-notch. So, the company has to have an easy compensation policy, stable in the long run, and has a well-balanced compensation policy. But if you look at the network marketing companies in the US, most of them have a breakaway system. Let me explain what a breakaway system is. Within this system, there is a stair-step breakaway system. What is the stair-step breakaway system? When I create an organized line, I've just seen this. For example one, you can think of it as this concept. You can only make it to this stage by creating a line. For example, if you create two lines like this, you can receive up to three levels for the two lines. You can receive up to this point, up to this point. Then the second line goes like this. If you create a third line, a system will be created so that you can receive more deeply. So, this is designed to continue to increase 3, 6, 9, 12 lines, and so on. Then, along that line, this depth can be deepened like a stair step or stairs. So, it is called a stair step breakaway system. If I can't grow sideways, no matter how big one line gets, this is how far I can go with two lines. Is there any room to go down? Nope. So the branches can only grow laterally. They say it's a harmonious way of capitalism. But in this marketing plan, it's every man for himself. So, companies that have a marketing plan based on this breakaway system only succeed when they're truly capable. They say that some people in Korea make up to $10 million a year. But in our company, it's not possible for just one person. Of course, there's this. We only release 35% of the entire sales as commission, for all companies, not just us. If only one person takes it all, then will the people on the bottom be left with anything? No. Other companies have a system where, unless you're Superman, it's impossible to succeed. So, it's not easy in those kinds of companies. The marketing plan is very difficult. I was going to work at this kind of company first. I might be able to succeed, but my conscience wouldn't let me say, if you follow me, you'll be able to succeed as well. They say it's possible, but it's only Superman who can succeed. The rest are lost causes. But if you look at successful Atomians, they are no Superman. If you look at them, they're just ordinary people. These people just succeeded. That's because our marketing plan itself has only two lines. Two, that's it. It's impossible to make a third line. So you have no choice but to grow long ways, and you can't make a fourth line either, so it has to go down here somewhere, and that goes for the fifth line as well. It's always going to be someplace down here. So we're really one big community. So, if you know about the allowance system, you will know how good our Atomy allowance system is. But since you don't, I know it from the inside and out, so Atomy system has to be a binary system. So, the first condition, compensation has to be simple. In other words, no multiple lines. It must be simple. Second, it must be stable in the long run. The company should have a permanent marketing plan. And what was the fourth? An education system. If there isn't one, you have to figure it out all by yourself. But here at Atomy, we explain everything at the one-day seminar. And if you take them to Success Academy, the instructors will explain everything about the business, so you can understand everything you need to do. So you don't have to run after person to explain everything. As long as you can get them to attend the seminars, you're bound to succeed. But of course, there's a limitation to gathering people. So we made a system where you can learn everything through VOD on your cell phones. You don't have to learn and explain all the information yourselves. All you have to do is let people know where the information is located. So, the nowhere era. In the information age, to make money, all you have to know is where information is located. It's a cutting-edge industry in marketing. But do all companies have this foundation? If they don't have this system, you have to learn and explain everything on your own. But if the next person in line doesn't understand the information, the line stops there. So, even if I know how to do it, I have to do it at a company that has a system like this. And those of you who can't explain should most definitely look for a company like Atomy where the system is already built. Whether you understand it or not, all you have to say is, go there and listen. That's it. And communication of education moves from serial to parallel. You can inform 10, which grows to 100, and then to 1,000 in no time. So we're confident that Atomy can become the number one company in the world in the future. It's not just a matter of doing it. The Korean IT industry is advanced. And by doing this, the companies that we've been doing for the past 50 years, they say that in just 10 years, yes, in 15 years, we can overtake them all. At that time, you, all of you here, can become someone who makes $20,000, $30,000, $50,000 a month. Atomy made it this far from scratch. We've become the number one company in Korea. I'll leave it to you to imagine what kind of status Atomy will have in 5 years. This is the end of my lecture. Thank you for listening.